I have never been particularly poor at calculating how to get things done in the United States Senate. So the best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to, anyway.
What? That's a good quote.
All right. Well, thanks, Joe Biden, for that very inspirational and motivating quote to get us going here on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm like ready to go to bed. After hearing that, I'm done.
I know. He's a very boring talker. You just listen to him talk.
He's a very boring talker.
Yeah, very boring talker. Anyway, thank you for joining us. This is the Hoppetarian Show.
I thought you were just going to be like, thank you.
All right. Well, that's it. This is the end. And then the beginning is, yeah, anyway. The beginning is the end, and then the end of the podcast is actually the beginning. Like, oh, thanks for joining us. Wow, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah. That's what we're going to do next time. You just ruined the surprise.
Oh. Anyway, yeah, so thanks for joining us. And you can follow me on social media at The Hoppetarian. And you can follow her at Petite Nikoko. And you can leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you're able to leave a comment, please say how much you love the Hoppe Ethno State. That really helps us out, help the algorithm, and to spread our show around, not as like the AIDS virus. So thank you.
No, I don't even know. I don't even know where to go from there. Sorry, I just...
Anyway, speaking of AIDS.
No. Not speaking of AIDS, okay? It has nothing to do with AIDS.
Yeah. Sorry, I was trying to make a bad joke and it didn't work out.
Well, if we're going to be talking about children, you know, it's kind of weird to...
Yeah, I know. But yeah, that's what we're going to talk about in this episode.
AIDS?
Yeah.
I wonder who would get that reference.
I don't know, probably like 2 people listen to our show. But anyway, so I don't even know how to start with this because I feel like I'm in like crazy land when there's people out there who actually support this unironically.
Yep, and we're talking about whenever people put their butter in the fridge.
Yeah, I know.
Come on. I can't believe they don't leave it on the counter.
It's just leave it out there.
Why is this getting more and more awkward?
I don't know. We always get awkward. We're going to talk about something real serious, but for whatever reason,
we
just have to make it so awkward.
Anyway, no, we're not talking about butter or AIDS.
Put some butter on that roll, bitch.
Wow. I don't know. The only thing I remember about that is that you accidentally said put some butter on that bacon.
I did say that.
Yep. That sounds disgusting.
I know. Yep.
Anyway, sorry. The topic that we're going to talk about is apparently factions of the Libertarian Party support.
People already want to. No, I don't even want to listen to this. I'm done.
Yeah, I know. Factions of the Libertarian Party are pro kids becoming trans.
They're pro kids. Oh yeah, okay, yeah, they want to have families. Cool, that sounds good.
About like the, you know,
I'm talking about though, like the transitioning kids from one gender to the other.
Yeah. In the way it's presented, and also with hormone blockers and all that other stuff.
So when Benjamin was right,
I guess so.
So yeah, we'll go and share what we're talking about for those who are like, what are these people talking about? I have no idea what these two crazy people are talking about. So the Libertarian Party's Instagram account posted this image, and it's from Gays Against Groomers, or it's a screenshot of a tweet of theirs, and it says, "Children cannot consent to sex changes because they are children." It's insane this even needs to be said. And yeah, you would think, yeah, that sounds logical. That sounds yeah, okay. But apparently there's people out there who think that's a line too far. I gotta say so. I can't even believe the LP would say this.
That's outrageous, apparently.
Yeah. So as you were talking about, there's factions within the Libertarian Party, for those who don't even know, like LP politics, which unfortunately, I guess, unfortunately, we know about some of this stuff.
Even though we've distanced ourselves, it keeps coming back.
Yeah. Yeah, we've definitely went away from, I guess, it's not like our main identity, obviously, but we've stopped identifying ourselves as libertarians.
But we just, we're in those online circles, so we see this stuff.
Yeah, well, we're actually part of the libertarian to alt-right pipeline. That's, we actually did go alt-right, just to let you know. Yeah, we've done that.
Yeah, we're literal Nazis now, just in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I guess we'll just move on to the tweet of the classical liberal caucus.
Yeah, the classical liberal caucus took that screenshot of the Libertarian Party's Instagram account with that screenshot of the Gays Against Groomers thing, and then they responded with their quote tweet, quote, "The Libertarian Party Instagram account recently posted this image. The LP should not be pandering to a moral panic stirred up by a movement that seeks to increase government control over private medical decisions." So they're already basically saying, well, the only reason why they would even be saying this is because the LP wants government control over...
to stop people from doing medical procedures.
Yeah.
Although, like, I guess the first problem here is, are we considering this a medical decision? Like, is this an actual medical decision? That's one thing. All right, just move on to the next. Or there's three parts to this, so yeah. We'll just read the whole thing.
Okay, so the second part of this is, the LP platform clearly states that medical decisions should be in the hands of patients, or in the case of minors, the patient's parents. Any policy which allows Republicans to prohibit a medical treatment or procedure allows Democrats to mandate it. So they're basically saying, well, I mean, any medical decision, and in this case for a minor, should be up to the parent. So if the parent decides, well, I think my 3-year-old should go on hormone blockers or get their dick chopped off, I think that's the classical liberal caucus of the Libertarian Party, which I don't even know how big that is, but I would probably guess it's extremely small. They're saying
that
we don't see a problem with that.
This is the thing, like, we can't even have an opinion on this. This is the thing also about, like, libertarians, that they want you to be okay with everything.
Well, I think they're also living in this, like, fantasy land that, well, we want the government to be completely out of people's lives when it comes to healthcare, and definitely understandable, but that's not the reality of where we're living, because whether we like it or not, anytime...
That's true.
The government is going to be a part of it. So if we do want a government that's for the people, by the people, blah, 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 then this is part of it. I'm sorry, but that's just how it's going to be.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Also, like... So... I guess just to clear something up, obviously a 3-year-old can't go on hormone blockers or get any sex changes or whatever, but there are kids as young as, like, you know, pubescent teens who are going on hormone blockers in order to delay puberty.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the main problem here is that this is like a mass experiment, you know, like,
yeah.
This has never been done before in history. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me show you. Actually, you're wrong. Back in 15-something-something.
Yeah, we got...
we have a whole history book to read to figure this out.
Yeah, right. So, but like, puberty blockers, which basically means Lupron. It's a type of... it's a medicine that... or what do you call it? I guess like a pharmaceutical that stops either your testes or your ovaries from creating hormones. So it kind of stops all your hormone production completely. All of that does have side effects, and it's kind of weird. Like, you think like, oh, it's just, you know, you're just changing to another gender, so you obviously need the hormones of the other sex that you want to change to. In order to do that, you need a clean slate, right? So you just delay puberty, and then, you know, then you take the hormones that you would of the gender you want to be. But it's not like that, because a lot of things happen during puberty that it's not just becoming a woman or a man or whatever. It's also related to your bone density and your overall well-being. Like, a lot of these things that you can't just change them and then it will be okay. You know what I mean? Like, stopping the natural processes of your body is probably a bad idea.
So are you saying that men and women are different?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Wow, can't believe you'd say that. This is 2020. Don't you know what year it is?
If you're really low in hormones that are normally, like, you know, women have more of, like progesterone. If you're low in progesterone or you're low in estrogen, you're going to have some serious issues.
Yeah.
Like health issues. And that's not even including like mental health issues. And same thing with testosterone in men. And it's just crazy. Like, if you think about like the dysphoria that you go through when you're a teen anyway, like,
yeah,
especially, yeah. I mean, is it weird that a lot of, I'm going to get canceled for this. It's weird that a lot of young girls who are going through puberty or about to go through puberty are the ones who are saying they're trans. And then a lot of the older men who are, like, you know, already adults are the ones who are saying that they're trans women. It's just a very weird trend. But one theory I have on the girls is that when you're a teenager, you're obviously going through a lot of crazy emotions and dysphoria and stuff, like, and body dysmorphia. And I think a lot of young people nowadays are like, well, maybe I'm just not meant to be a woman. Like, yeah, maybe it would be better if I grew up and became a man. So that's like one of the main problems here. And I think to say that, to be against what the Libertarian Party posted, like the actual official party posted about the gays against groomers tweet, I think to say that you have a problem with that is kind of like going along with this, I don't know, like this culture that's saying that it's okay, and that like the people who are kind of turning a blind eye and saying like, yeah, this is totally good, like, we should be doing this for our children, instead of seeing for what it is, which is a giant experiment that we don't understand how it's going to affect them when they turn into adults.
Well, yeah. And then there's people who they've did the transitioning and then they regret it and they want to go back, but it's going to be a really long process to get back, because
start delaying your hormones, or you go on other hormones when you're older, even like when you're an older teenager, a lot of those things have like bad side effects.
Right. Because I mean, you're born whatever gender, man or woman, male, female. And if you're going to give a 3 or 4 year old or 5 year old or whatever, some kind of hormone block.
Well, they don't get it until they're around 10 or 11. But the other thing is, like, so if you're saying that you want to transition and then you're like 5, right? You're wearing different clothes, you cut your hair and you act like a boy, right?
Yeah.
That's going to just make the child super confused, because then they're kind of thinking like, oh, well, these are boy things, so that means I can't be a girl, so I'm just gonna be a boy now. And then, but I mean, like, you're like a little kid, how do you know,
right?
And then if the adults agreeing with you, they're like, oh yeah, I guess you're a boy now, then you're like really confused, because when you get older, then you're like, well, am I or am I a girl who's more of a tomboy, or doesn't fit into like gender stereotypes?
It's not like changing your name, you know. It's not like, oh yeah, I'll just change my name to such and such and then get it legalized or whatever, and that's
it. Yeah, and even changing your name you have to do when you're an adult, so I mean, I don't understand why this is okay. But anyway, we'll go to the last tweet, and then
So the third one is the government should not be making decisions for our children. There is a role for government to protect children from abuse, but this must be done on a case-by-case basis. Regurgitating the latest, quote, satanic panic, unquote, talking points is not the libertarian position.
Okay, well, this is the problem. I don't think this is a satanic panic thing going on. I think this is an actual, like, people are recognizing that this is an actual experiment that could actually ruin people's lives.
Yeah. I mean, do we even know what the numbers are? But it probably doesn't even matter because, like, say it was 10,000 kids that to round up, it was 10,000 kids that this had been done to last year or something, or like this year or whatever. That's still a lot of children being experimented on or whatever you want to call it. That's the, oh yeah. Okay. So you said you're thinking of becoming a boy now. All right. Well, let's start you on this process. How old are you? 11. All right. Okay. And like you were saying before, when they're going through puberty or whatever, there's so many changes hormonally that you're just like, I don't even know. It's so much, you know, so crazy. I'm emotionally, I don't know how to think, you know, and when you're a boy, you're thinking about things, you know, oh wow. You know, what's going on down there? And a girl too is like, oh, you start your period and all that stuff. It's, everything is just changing so fast. And yes, this you add this to it. It's just, I don't know. I don't really understand the position that this classical. Oh, okay. So you're talking about how it should be done on a case by case basis. Well, what's your criteria for that then? Like, what do you mean by that? Case by case basis. So are you saying like, well, okay, so if the parents are abusing the kids, what do you constitute as abuse? Because someone could consider this abuse.
That's true.
But to them, they're like, nah, it's fine.
But also, like, okay, so if you go back up to the screenshot, I mean, no, they didn't even say anything about government going in here and stopping them anyway.
Right.
This has nothing to do with it. And this is the other thing about libertarians is, like, they say things like, you know, like stigmatizing things and shaming people is not libertarian, blah, blah,
like sex work.
Yeah,
that's another
thing. But actually, like, that is the libertarian position. If we don't, as a society, if we don't want things to happen, then we need to actually shame it from happening, because social shaming works. So, I mean, if you read that tweet, the gays against groomers tweet, it doesn't even say anything about government getting involved or anything like that.
Well, I think that's another thing too that that kind of makes this interesting is that, so yeah, like you're saying, they don't even specify government or whatever, but then the classical liberal caucus is already at the point where they go, oh, well, they're probably saying the government shouldn't even be involved. I said, well, how do you know they're even talking about the government?
Yeah, and
you're just implying it, because when the government does something, whatever that is, that's bad. But when a private citizen does that exact same thing that the government does, totally okay.
Yeah.
Totally fine.
And the thing that bothers me also about libertarians is we have to pretend like every single issue is morally neutral just because we're not going to talk about the government doing something.
Yeah.
When that's not true, you know, like there is definite good and bad, you know?
Yeah. So basically you're like walking down a hallway and all these bad things are happening. It's like, well, it's not my problem. I'm going
to
keep
the government's not forcing them to do it. Yeah, so, yeah. You know, it doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah. All right. So then there were some tweets that from another person who apparently is a libertarian, that like was an off spin of that tweet. Apparently some people know who this is. I'm not even going to, like, well, okay, so I don't really know this person, but a lot of people do. But I just wanted to go through this thread because it's kind of insane to me.
All right, so this person, I guess her name is Rachel Blackfire, and it's at Libertarian Neko. And so the first tweet is, quote, children can't consent to transitioning, unquote. This is a ridiculous take for several reasons. I hope to outline why in this thread. First, let's define terms. Child generally means two things. Medically, biologically, it refers to an individual who has not gone through puberty. Okay. Colloquially? Yeah, colloquially. It means someone under the age of majority. What is that? What?
They just mean minor. Okay, look. Okay. I'm sorry. Look, let's just start off with this. But if you have to define what a child is, then you need the wood chipper. I'm sorry, but like...
Well, okay, what would you define a child? Anyone under 18?
Yeah.
I don't like that's it.
I don't know why this needs to be complicated.
Oh, no, two things actually. It refers to the such and such.
All right, anyway.
Okay. Well, actually, on that last part, it says consent to give sincere and informed agreement to an action. Okay. Then the next one, transition. This is where it becomes complex. Transitioning refers to a range of actions one could take. This ranges from simply using a different name and pronouns to dressing differently to medications to various surgeries. I listed these in order of most common to least. Most children can express preferences in clothing and names. They can comprehend wearing one article of clothing versus another and how they like the sound of one name or another. Certainly, all children can consent to a nickname or age-appropriate clothing. Yeah, but you know what the difference is between a nickname and clothing? They can take that clothing off, and that's just a nickname. It's not like it's their name. You know, it's not like, oh, well, when you have a penis or a vagina, that's part of your body. That's a part of your body.
But she's only talking about socially transitioning. So like wearing different clothes and changing your name. The problem with that, I think, is that it's kind of like if you're allowing them to, or like, I guess it wouldn't even be allowing, it would be like encouraging them to do that.
Yeah.
Then they're going to be very confused later on. Anyway.
Okay. So the next one is point blank surgeries are biologically impossible for children, nor is anyone advocating for surgeries.
Oh, you missed one. 5 for 12.
Oh, excuse me. How is a child who expresses preferring non-standard terms of clothing not consenting to their stated preferences? If we look at the medical guidelines, all transition is for prepubescent individuals is simply respect for their preferred terms and clothing. Point-blank surgeries are biologically impossible for children, nor is anyone advocating for surgeries. So let's talk about adolescence. Puberty blockers are utilized for individuals who've expressed the desire to live as the gender assigned at birth for many years. Biological females generally begin puberty at 9 to 13 and males about a couple years later. The decision to begin puberty blockers isn't made solely by the child either. It's done under the guidance of multiple doctors. Do we really think that someone of this age with lots of information access can't weigh the pros and cons of delaying puberty? This isn't a permanent decision. It simply delays puberty. Once off the medication, the individual will experience puberty.
This is the part I have a problem with. Okay, like you can pretend that you're a boy or whatever if you're a girl and you can wear different clothes, change your name, whatever. And hopefully, unless everybody around you is like, you know, not crazy, then you'll probably realize sooner or later, like, oh, you know what? That was just a phase.
You're right, right.
Anyway, so to answer the first question, do you really think that someone of this age, if someone of this age, okay, we're talking about 9 to 13. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
With lots of access to information. Okay. Why do they have this many access or why do they have this access to that much information? Do they have just the internet like completely
because they're unrestricted? They're searching those terms. You know, what's it like to be
that's
a girl?
One problem. Like when you're that age, like around 13 ish,
mm-hmm.
if you go down like a Tumblr rabbit hole or whatever, you get sucked into this stuff like anorexia, bulimia. Now we're going to get banned off of YouTube anyway, stuff like that.
Well, from my understanding, like if you wanted to sign up for Facebook or I think even Twitter,
yeah, but they don't check that stuff.
That is true. Like you can just be like, I'm totally 18 years old.
Yeah, but also on Tumblr, that's where a lot of this stuff happens too, where they get into like a, you know, like I want to, they feel like, oh, I'm so different or whatever. And mm-hmm. no one understands me. And then they find friends there and they're like, oh, these people are my little niche clique and they make me feel good. And so they want to do things that they are doing. And right now the gender stuff is kind of like in.
Yeah.
So this type of stuff happens. But anyway, so to answer that first question, we don't think that they're like, you know, of the right mind to do that. When you're 9 to 13, you can't make life-altering decisions. I'm sorry, but like, that's ridiculous. And then the second half of that tweet, this isn't a permanent decision. Okay, do you understand how this works? Like, you can't just delay puberty, okay? There's side effects to this stuff.
Mm-hmm. A lot of changes happen in your body in that short amount of time.
Yeah, and like I said before, it's including your bone density. People who have been on Lupron long-term, so I've been on Lupron in really, really small doses for IVF because when you are doing a transfer cycle, like, so you have an embryo and you're going to transfer it to your womb, you have to stop your ovaries from producing hormones so that you can give them synthetic hormones so that you won't accidentally ovulate. So leading up to the transfer cycle in IVF, you take one, it's a very, very small amount of Lupron. It's like one small injection. It's like less than a milligram or something. So even on that, and people who take really small doses of Lupron get menopause symptoms, okay? Imagine doing that in large doses when you're 9 to 13 years old. That's insane. And you think that you're not going to have any side effects from that?
Well, apparently not. I mean, apparently it's not permanent. I mean, look, maybe, I don't know, I'm just going to give her the benefit of the doubt on that part. It's not a permanent decision. Okay, well, maybe it's not permanent, but it's going to have long-lasting effects. It may not be, I don't know, it might not last your whole life, but maybe it'll last for 50 years. That's still a long time.
Yeah, you're going to get menopause symptoms when you're like 20.
Yeah.
And you're going to have osteoporosis when you're 25. Like, that's ridiculous. And like,
because your body can't handle all that. Isn't it your body's not naturally supposed to, oh yeah, just put all the stuff in me, you know?
Yeah. And also, like, there's not a lot of studies done on the people who are going through this now. Cause like I said, like, this is more of a recent thing. But what we do know for sure about the bone density thing. And also, from, you know, other people who take Lupron for other things, because there are other, this is the other thing that bothers me about conservatives too. Mm-hmm. They act like we have to ban Lupron. And I'm like, no, that's not the Lupron is used for other things. This is like, this is the same thing of people saying that ivermectin is just, what is it? Horse dewormer?
Yeah,
when
yeah.
It's actually used for other things.
Right.
It's the same thing with Lupron. Lupron's used in cancer treatment. It's used in infertility treatments, a whole bunch of other things. But anyway, so then from the people who do take Lupron for other things, we already know what the side effects are. So we can deduct from that you would have the same side effects or even worse if you were taking it in large doses and you were a lot younger. Anyway, We can move on now.
All right. So the next one is, should children with other conditions these blockers are used for be denied treatment as well? Why can they consent if GNC youth can't?
Well, because transitioning is not a medical thing, or like it shouldn't be. It should be treated more like a mental thing, you know? It should be treated for mental health, not physical health. And the reason why that other people who have to use Lupron are not denied treatment is because it's usually for stuff like cancer, which right. would kill you.
And if I'm correct, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure you can't just be denied that kind of treatment, right? You can't just be like the hospital or any kind of clinic you go.
Well, it depends on like what the outcome would be. Like you can't be denied life-saving treatment, but that's the other thing that they're using this as. They're saying like
it's a life-saving thing to transition from male to female.
No, they are saying that because they're saying that, oh, if they don't transition, then they'll commit suicide. But the problem
they're already committing suicide even when they do transition. Yeah, so what's the fucking deal? What are you talking about?
That's the problem. Anyway.
Finally, onto hormones. Obtaining hormones is a heavily regulated process.
Okay. Everyone who I've talked to who was a detransitioner said that all you needed was a mental health evaluation, which was only one session. So I don't see how that's heavily regulated.
So what are they talking about there? What are they just getting like taking things out of their ass and just being like, well, we got to make it sound like
it's... I don't know. Anyway, keep going.
As it is the thing that can cause permanent changes to the body. You just said it wasn't permanent though.
Well, she thinks that Lupron is not permanent, but she's saying that, oh, well, if you take testosterone and you're biologically a woman, then yeah, it will have long lasting side effects. Which is true.
Okay. As it is the thing that can cause permanent changes to the body, I think we should have strict standards on when doctors are issuing this. I think someone in their late teens could certainly consent to hormones under the correct conditions. Well, maybe she explains later, but what are the correct conditions that you're saying?
I don't know. It's also like vague.
Well, she only has 12 tweets to say this in, so she's going to keep it as vague as possible. Yeah, she couldn't just write a book or something.
Elon Musk needs to increase the word count on Twitter to 4,000.
I don't know if that actually happened. I think that was a joke, but
that better be a joke, because then Twitter's going to look like
it's going to be a Tumblr now. I mean, this is probably however long they want, or it's going to become Substack.
It's going to be Facebook.
And then Substack's going to be obsolete because you can pretty much write however much you want on Substack, I think.
You mean on Twitter?
Yeah.
Anyway.
We allow 16-year-olds to work and drive. We allow 18-year-olds basically full autonomy. Why wouldn't these people be able to make the hormone decision? Why allow the state to set 21-plus restrictions on this? Surgeries are already 20-plus based on medical guidelines. So she's – okay, so you're comparing this type of
– I don't see how a 16-year-old getting a job is the same thing as a 16-year-old getting hormones, but okay.
Anyway. Yeah, I don't know. In short – I believe the medical guidelines in place for this issue follow what someone can sincerely comprehend at various ages. I believe we are in the midst of a moral panic, which is causing vague laws to be passed that threaten the individual liberty of all. See, then that's where...
Well, what laws are they even talking about?
Right, yeah, exactly. But that's another thing. They're talking about individual liberty. So everybody's an individual. Nobody is... You know, there's no groups... There's no a collection of people. Yeah, there's no community. It's all individuality. Everyone's one.
This is
person.
The other thing too. Like they're assuming that all this stuff is in good faith too. But you know that doctors get paid for surgeries and issuing hormones.
They probably get financial incentives. I'm sure.
Yeah. So I mean, like this, and this is not just a like, oh, we just want to help people thing. You know, they're. And right now also, it's actually less socially acceptable to be like not for kids transitioning. Like mm-hmm. if you tell people that in real life, then they might be scared to say that they agree or scared to, or they might think that you're like, there's something wrong with you now.
Yeah.
And I've come across people in real life who they're trying to have their kids transition and they're like younger than 8. Like that's ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't really understand why would you want to do that unless it's some kind of like transitioning your kids to something else. It's like, oh man, I've always wanted a boy, but I have a girl, so you know what? I'm going to make them become a boy now. Because, oh, they're like...
Well, it's actually more for social points, because then you can be like, well, I have a trans kid, especially if you're a white person, because you don't have a minority kid, so you don't...
Yeah. And definitely during the age of social media, that's like you're saying, the social points, that's definitely something that, oh, man, if people see that I have a trans kid, oh, they're going to think, wow, this person's really cool or whatever.
Well, also, it's kind of like for... Hate to say this, but moms are kind of like this sometimes. They're like, well, they want pity points. So they're like, well, now I have a trans kid. Look how hard it is for me. And I look how accepting I am. You know, we have to fight for these rights, all this stuff.
And I think it's, I don't know. I find it kind of kind of sad, really, because you're taken away from the fact that, oh, you know, like you're a girl and you should embrace that femininity or whatever. Or if
but
you're,
even like, I think the other problem is that, you know, like the whole trans stereotype is that like, oh, you have to you have to act like a girl in order to be a girl, which there's a lot of girls, especially when you're a kid, who are like tomboys, and that's okay.
Right.
And I think that, like, and also there's some people who are like, well, you know, I thought I was a lesbian, but actually I think I'm a man, but but actually maybe you're just a lesbian, you know?
I think at the end of the day, I think what we're trying to say is that it's not so, it's a huge thing to just inject all the stuff into you, especially when you're young and like when you're a child, because yeah, they can't comprehend that. Their bodies are just like, I don't know what the hell is happening. I'm already going through a whole bunch of changes anyway, so you're just gonna add more to that. I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, you know? I guess what we're trying to say is that to make light of it and say that it's just, oh, it's just a panic, like nothing's happening, I think is naive. So, but well, I mean, that sounds like what libertarians would do anyway. Like,
I'm getting
just dismissed something.
It's kind of weird how back in the day, which I guess me thinking about this, when we kind of started doing all this live streaming podcasting stuff, like individual liberty was, oh yeah, individual liberty. Yeah. But now you have to realize that, and not everyone's going to be into that whole individual liberty because of stuff like this. And there's people who think that libertarians are pedophiles and stuff like this because, oh, well, it's totally okay for a child to do this, you know, because, hey, if an adult asks a child, hey, do you want to, you know, and the child's like, yeah, okay. See, they said, yeah. So what's the problem? They said, yes.
I mean, that is setting a weird precedent, right? Because,
and I know that's like low hanging fruit when you talk about
it. Sounds like a slippery slope, yeah. But I mean,
it is like, it is a slippery slope.
Yeah.
And it's really annoying that there's people out there who think that, well, what, just for this example, oh, they said that, well, they're children. So that's what, I don't even know how, why this even should be said. And then people go on these long threads of why it should be said. Well, okay. Well then what are you even trying to do? Like, are you trying to be this, like, are you trying to have a hot take or something just for the sake of having a hot take? I don't understand.
I don't think so. I think they actually believe this. And also,
that's the sad thing too. Like, yeah.
Someone said something about this before and it made me think about it. Like, why are we encouraging people to go on puberty blockers so they can stay children forever? Like, that's a little bit creepy too.
Yeah. It's like those people that they like dress in diapers because that's some weird fetish or something.
Okay.
Like that.
That's like extreme.
I was like, I want that, but actual children.
Wow, that's going to be taken out of context.
I know. It's just like,
anyway, I think we should probably be done.
Okay.
Especially since the baby's moving around now. Great. I guess mommy and daddy are being too loud. All right. Bye.